You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For Kalamazoo painter Doug Dykhouse, there always seems to be something in the way. In his earlier works, many of his paintings have windows, doors, or objects blocking picturesque views. Take his surrealist painting Obsession, also known as A Door to Access. In it, you see a refrigerator with no back, filled with food, jewelry, and gadgets.
It's a metaphor for all of our possessions and all the things we value and take comfort in. And then just beyond that door, we can access, if we choose, nature, something really quite wonderful. And it's not all busy and plastic and labeled.
One of the main things in the way in Dykhouse's art would probably be technology. While he uses digital elements to make some of his art, it's clear Dykhouse has a complicated relationship with tech. He says it often distracts him from his work. In his painting, Nancy Gets Mad, cartoon characters like Iron Man and Mickey Mouse, as well as a classic draped nude, have mixed reactions to a floppy disk that inserts itself into the landscape. Dykhouse says he taught commercial art at Van Buren Intermediate School District for several years, and also has trouble leaving that out of his art as well.
That was the bar that got set. Can you make it look real? So I learned commercial art skills to get over those hurdles, because it's communication. If it doesn't look real or close, we'll lose our audience. The customer, as it were, they wouldn't be able to recognize, oh, that's a cup, or oh, that's an apple. So then spending time on that, it's kind of crept into my fine art expression. In this painting, I started with the abstract, and then what you're looking at is about a 24 by 36 painting. In the middle of it are a swash of yellows and orange and greens, and it's just lively and motion, random. And then my old reality self kicked in, and I started putting my arms around it. So those are painted more in a realistic way with ropes, and it's kind of like embracing the abstract.
When I visited Dykhouse at his home studio, he says he was just about to go for a walk, something that, until recently, he says he didn't feel able to do after his wife died a year and a half ago. Dykhouse says he felt like there was always something keeping him from getting out, whether that was outside or out with friends and family.
But I want to play. I don't want to just be on the sidelines. I want to, but that's a little bit of a risk, and it can hurt because it's not as safe as watching TV or painting all day long. So, that's been a transition period for me. So that's where I'm at in my painting as well.
Dykhouse says it's a work in progress, but he's slowly removing those things in the way from his life and from his art, like in this sketch he did 6 months ago.
It's a pencil drawing of, it looks like a dump. I mean, it's full of junk, but it's got a path leading through the middle of it. So there's a guitar, bicycle tires, and microwaves, toys, objects really from my memory and around my house. They're just in a pile. And then there's a path leading through that to a horizon with the sun rising.
Doug Dykhouse will be one of about 12 artists at today's Kalamazoo Art Hop satellite in the Oakwood neighborhood. His paintings will be on display at Water Street Coffee Joint on Oakland until the end of January. For more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.